Rice, Brother and Sister. February 18, 1907. Brother and Sister Rice. I am thankful that Satan is defeated, but only a partial surrender has been made. But the Lord has placed you on vantage ground. Now, my brother and my sister, I want you to understand that I shall stand by you. But now is our time and opportunity to make the most of the influence God has given you. Be assured, I made no references to your past mistakes to demerit you at all, but these were constantly thrust before me as the reason that they could not trust you. I told them these past experiences the Lord has forgiven, and that these things placed you where you would not repeat them, and that you could save others by guarding them from being entangled. And I want to say I have the uttermost confidence in the work that both of you can do and be free. You can do honor to God by helping others who are in discouragement. These are confronted in the Word by some things we comprehend, are representations given in the Scriptures that the Lord required men to do to illustrate the iniquities of the people, and that their punishment would surely come. But the Lord would have you walk and work and do His will understandingly, as you have done. I was very glad for your remarks in regard to the tithe, for that may open some men's and women's eyes. This is as in the case of David's being fed with the shewbread when he was in need of food, and your using the tithe was just a similar circumstance. But we have to guard these things lest the careless ones shall excuse themselves for being lax in the tithe. I do not consider this matter inexplainable, but justifiable. I wish you to understand me, and may the Lord make this matter which has transpired a means of preventing dominating and the exercise of a power coming in that will be to the great injury of God's people, to be under the control of human judgment, that God has nothing to do with. Now, I want you to understand the meetings we have had have, I am sure, placed matters in a proper light, that your case will be much better understood. The strain upon you both, taken altogether, has been severe, but this experience in this stage of the work will surely enlighten many minds as to how they should treat one another. Be of good courage in the Lord.